Lesson 5. Literature. Page 12. Exercise 3. Read and listen to Ada's reflective journal entry and check your answer to exercise 2.
An afternoon with my grandmother. Date, October 22, 2024. Today, I spent the afternoon with my grandmother, who is from Senegal. She showed me how to make a necklace from different colored beads. The beads were very small, and I kept dropping them, which was annoying. I wanted to give up, but my grandmother encouraged me to keep going, saying, "It takes time to make something very beautiful." Her words made me think about how I always want quick results and don't spend enough time trying to learn something new. As I continued, I found a rhythm, and I started to really enjoy myself. My grandmother shared stories about how she learned this craft from her mother. She explained that each color bead has a different meaning in Senegalese culture. For example, red represents strength and courage. Blue means peace. Yellow is for money, and green is for hope or nature. Now, I appreciate my culture. Making the necklace helped me to connect with the traditions of the women in my family. In the end, my necklace wasn't perfect, but I felt proud. I learned that handicrafts represent our connection to tradition, culture, and our values. This experience taught me patience, the importance of practice, and the meaning behind what we make. Action plan. Next time, I will focus on staying patient and asking my grandmother more about the meanings behind the beads. I want to enjoy the process and continue connecting with African culture and traditions.